This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I've got confidence in George Tenet. I've got confidence in the men and women who work at the CIA, and I continue to look forward to working with them and as we win this war on terror.
President Bush speaking just hours ago from Abuja, Nigeria, the last stop on his trip to Africa. Mr. Bush was responding to Friday's statement from CIA Chief George Tenet, in which Mr. Tenet took responsibility for permitting the president to make a misleading assertion in his State of the Union address last January leading up to the war in Iraq. Mr. Bush told the nation that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Africa to build nuclear weapons. He attributed that information to British intelligence. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us from Abuja. Don, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott. My pleasure.
And NPR's national security correspondent Tom Jilton also joins us from somewhere. Tom, you with us?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott. I'm Scott. Good morning, Tom. Don, take this away from me, please, before I get too more confused. I just quoted the president's reaction. Secretary of State Powell and the National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice also have roles in this story. Have we had any reaction from them as they've been traveling with you as well?
Indeed. There was a series of orchestrated moves by the administration that took place over the past few days here in Africa, culminating in Tenet's official statement yesterday, taking full responsibility. And it is an issue that has shadowed the president on his travels across Africa this week. First, on Thursday night in Pretoria, Secretary of State Powell talked about the nature of intelligence and how sometimes you make judgments about it and how it's not always as cut and dried as you'd like it to be. But he stressed then there was never any intent on the part of the president or anyone to mislead the public on this issue. Powell also called the whole controversy overwrought and overblown. Mm-hmm. Then the next morning, this is yesterday, on Air Force One, the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, pointed the finger directly at Tenet and the CIA, saying he had cleared the speech, if he had any problems with the line about Iraq and uranium from Africa, that he didn't inform the White House. Now, we also found out that she had called Tenet in advance to tell him what she was about to say to us. Then, of course, came his statement. And now, today, we're getting votes of confidence in him from White House personnel, the president's press secretary, well, from the president, too, as we just heard you quote. But the president's press secretary, Ari Fleischer, said this morning that the president is pleased the CIA director has, here's the quote, acknowledged what needed to be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And further, Fleischer said, the president now considers the matter closed, that he has moved on, that the American public has moved on. Of course, there are still members of Congress who don't quite consider it a closed matter, and they still have a lot of questions about how this has all played out.
Tom, can you tell us about what's been going on in the intelligence community, both leading up to what Mr. Tenet said and what the impact of his announcement might be on the CIA itself or his own career?
Right, Scott. The particular line in the president's speech that you quoted, that the British government had reported that Iraq was trying to purchase uranium from Africa. Mm-hmm. CIA officials had longstanding concerns about that section of the president's speech. They felt that the intelligence reporting on which that claim was based was considered unreliable. And as you know, the White House has since agreed that that the president should not have said that. The question is, why did the president say it? Mm-hmm. That claim was in a national intelligence report, but it was very carefully worded. And in fact, the agency had such concerns about the reliability of this claim that the George Tenet had not mentioned this in his briefings with other government officials. The agency had managed to keep this claim out of other speeches it had cleared. Mm-hmm. Also, the State Department had objected to this claim, actually in writing, in a sort of a footnote to this national intelligence estimate. So against this backdrop of concern, how did it get into the State of the Union address? That's the key question. And basically, if you read between the lines of George Tenet's statement, it's clear that what he is saying here, he is accepting responsibility, but he is also suggesting that the White House talk the CIA into letting them say that. The compromise that they reached was, rather than cite American sources, which had already questioned this claim, they cited British sources and say the British government concluded this. This is very unusual, Scott.
Tom, let me intervene. I mean, yes. The CIA and the British forces work hand in glove pretty much, don't they? I mean,
They certainly do. Yeah. And when you have a divergence of views, normally the President of the United States would defer to his own intelligence services as opposed to the British. And if you read between the lines of Tenet's statement, it's clear that the White House suggested this wording. And in the end, the CIA, and this is a key word in George Tenet's statement, the CIA concurred with the White House suggestion that this be phrased in this way. So to wrap it up, Scott, you have President Bush and Condoleezza Rice blaming the CIA for allowing this to happen. You have Tenet accepting responsibility. But if you take Tenet's broader view, it's analogous to when your children talk you into letting you do something they really shouldn't do. They do it and get in trouble. Then who's to blame? Are they to blame or are you to blame for letting them do it? That's my reading of what George Tenet is saying.
A quick question to you, if I could, Don, traveling with the president. I saw a couple of people, Senator McCain and Senator Biden, both say, look, had this not been in the speech, it wouldn't have affected my support for the war. Does the White House have a feeling that the issue has been settled while they're over there, or do they understand they're coming back to something?
I think they know they're coming back to something, and they keep making the point, hey, even if this shouldn't have been in the speech, let's not lose sight of the big picture, was that Saddam Hussein was doing bad things, was seeking nuclear weapons, and the world is better off now that he's gone.
Okay. Thanks very much. NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne, who's in Abuja, Nigeria. Thank you. And NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Jilton. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.